For State of the Human and the Stanford Storytelling Project, I'm Alina Wilson. The Stanford Storytelling Project is an arts program at Stanford University that explores how we live in and through stories, and even more importantly, how we can deepen our lives and experience transformation through the act of storytelling and witnessing others. One of the ways that we do that is by creating audio stories for our podcast, State of the Human. In each episode, we explore a theme that helps us understand something about a particular state of being human. Things like breathing, or belonging, or lying, or gaming. This winter, we're exploring stories about reclaiming what's been lost. As an added bonus to our reclaiming series, we're including conversations with the producers who created these stories, so we can, together, explore the craft of audio storytelling. We hope that by listening, you'll not only learn something about storytelling, but you'll also feel invited into the transformation that each of our storytellers has experienced themselves. Today, I'm here with two of the creators of Keep Stanford Wrestling, the fourth story in our Reclaiming What's Been Lost series.
My name's Caitlin Auth. I'm a current senior at Stanford, and I was the narrator for the podcast.
My name is Charlie Derica, and I help write the script.
Thank you guys so much for speaking with me today. I wanted to start by asking you to describe your storytelling style in three words.
What are some words to describe the storytelling style?
I describe our storytelling style as kind of guiding, bold, and very, like, direct to the point.
Can you tell us why you wanted to make this particular story? Was there a particular moment or experience that inspired you to create it?
I'm fortunate and grateful for the opportunity to tell the story. It's one that I think kind of wrote itself. The moment that I realized that I should write it was just in class brainstorming with Melissa. She's a part of this initiative here.
The DCI program?
Yeah,
she was one of our classmates, and basically the prompt was, like, what was a moment in your life that changed your view on something? Essentially, it was something around that point, and this is when Charlie picked the Keep Stanford Wrestling story.
Yeah.
What had it changed? Why was it so salient for you?
To choose the story?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was a part of the program. Like, I was a freshman during the time of it going on, so I kind of knew the details, the ins and outs. And that, I feel like, was really helpful as far as the creative aspect of it and making it.
Right. So when you heard this prompt in class, you're like, I have a story for this, a moment that really changed something for me.
Yeah, I would say so. Well, no, honestly, it was Melissa, the one that prompted it. I was like, I had a couple ideas, and I'd mentioned this one, and she was like, that one sounds really interesting. I was like, I think you're right.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
And I rocked with it. I was like, okay, cool.
It is interesting. Yeah. What did you learn about the process and the craft of storytelling from this process?
I feel like I learned a lot about the process of storytelling. When we first came into the class, I really thought it was more one of those things you kind of, not like freestyle, but you just kind of like spit out your words and then hope it comes together, which I think some podcasts are, but this one was much more focused on storytelling, which I thought was really neat. So I didn't realize how much went into it and how much you had to think about each scene you were writing, how you're going to build up to your climax moment, and then how what you're going to say afterwards, how you're going to end the story, and also leave, like, an impact with those last final scenes. And then also just, I think, in the whole podcast process, it was interesting to see how much goes into it. I really thought it was something you sat down in front of a mic and just did it, and that was it. But adding in the audio and how that changed, and even changing, we changed narrators at a point, which I thought was really interesting. We had Ty narrating initially, and it wasn't working, and so we switched to my voice, and I think it gave a good contrast between all of the male voices who are our kind of like guest speakers.
There was a lot of layers to it. I enjoyed the narration part as well as, like, actually crafting the story. There's a lot of details and a lot of the necessity of paying attention to details.
Definitely. And Caitlin, what drew you to this story in particular? We heard that Charlie was on the team, saw it firsthand.
Yeah.
What made you want to take part?
I knew Charlie before the class, and so he was kind of just, like, a comfortable person to work on a project with, which I think was one aspect to it. But also, the story in and of itself was interesting to me. I think it was really interesting how Stanford decided to cut all these teams. And like Charlie said, he was a freshman when it happened. I was also a freshman at the time. So it was interesting to watch my incoming class be really affected by this and everyone rerouting kind of their lives and, like, should I transfer? Should I go elsewhere? I just thought that was a really interesting story to be told, and that's, I think, what drew it to me the most.
Definitely, and as you heard, we really love the story. It turned out great. What did you learn about yourself by making this story? Any personal revelations?
I learned I have a good podcast voice, I guess.
that's big. That's huge. Yeah. Put that on your resume.
Yeah.
Can't say I learned much about myself.
I don't think I learned. Yeah.
That's fair. What was it like to connect to the creative process? Would you call yourself, like, creative or artistic at all?
I wouldn't call myself creative in the slightest. I'm really, like, artistically challenged, frankly. Like, I can't draw. I can't do art. I don't play an instrument. I really just don't dabble in that area at all. So I think it was very new to me. I was kind of shocked by how much I did enjoy the process. I had a lot of fun doing it. I really liked the writing element of it and kind of crafting the script and the story. I did not love the audio editing and that stuff, so I'm really grateful other people found it fascinating. But yeah, I wouldn't call myself creative, so.
I would agree. I would also not call myself a creative in the slightest, but I did enjoy this process and being able to put something out in the world that I cared about.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Great. And was there a moment when you were listening to the story when you're like, wait, this is kind of good. This isn't just a class project. This is something.
When Rick cooked up the intro, I went, wow, this is going to be good.
I also thought we were going to kind of just be some mediocre thing. And then when we had to listen to all our teammates, or not our teammates, but everyone else in the class, their presentations and their trailers, I noticed like a significant difference in our levels, which I was kind of like, whoa, that's crazy, especially because like Charlie and I said, we don't consider ourselves to be very creative. And even like during our initial script writing experience, like Charlie and I were just kind of like not sure what to write. And we were making jokes throughout it. We're like, this is just not going to turn out great. And the fact that it did turn out to be something that could be on the radio is kind of wild.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
You described your storytelling style as direct, guiding, and bold. Would you have chosen those same three words before you began the production process for this story? Did you have a storytelling style before the production process?
I don't think we had a storytelling style before it.
Our storytelling style. You're talking about before this podcast?
Before everything.
We made this? I say that? I would say in general, it's good to be a direct person. Like, handle things head on. The way that you deliver a story should be, like, just a statement of the facts, right? This is what happened, especially for a story like this. Like, this is what happened, black and white, you know what I mean? State the facts. People can think what they want to think. I think it's like a sports telling story, so it's emotionally captivating on its own. Maybe it's like the story of triumph and overcoming obstacles in your life and being resilient. So I think as far as the storytelling style that molds and is the medium in which that story is told, should be more direct, because I mean, it can be whatever you want it to be, but I think for us that's what worked.
Definitely. And I find that really interesting because I think your piece was as close to investigative journalism as SSP normally gets, just because a lot of our stories, kind of by the themes we choose, are very like personal transformation based. So I was very interested in how you're covering an event as well, which is a little less common. Really interesting. We talk a lot at the Storytelling Project about the gift of a story. What do you hope that listeners take away from this episode?
Something I hope that listeners take away is kind of, it might sound cliche, but the idea of like not giving up and to keep working towards your goal, even when it seems like the odds are stacked against you. I mean, clearly, like all these teams, you know, didn't really think they were going to be reinstated. They had funding, but they still weren't being reinstated. So it was kind of like, what can we do now? And the fact that they were able to be reinstated, I think, is really awesome. And it, of course, was a very happy ending. It didn't have to be that way. But it goes to show like how believing and trying your hardest can end in that good result.
Absolutely. How about you, Charlie? What would you say is the gift of this story?
It's kind of a cliche, but fight for what you believe in. And in this story, we ended up coming out on top. Good guys won, you know. But and just having that resilience, things that you can control at the end of the day is effort and attitude. And outcomes are a byproduct of all that. So just keep pushing, do what you can do. Hopefully the outcomes will be good. If not, you'll come out a better person on the other side.
It sounds like this was a really fun process. Can you speak to that fun that you guys had?
Yeah, I would say it was definitely a really fun process. I think we all got along really well, which was very nice. We're all pretty relaxed, easygoing people, which worked well. I think it would have been difficult if we had very different personalities. We might have butt heads a little bit more. But I had a great time doing it. Like I mentioned earlier, Charlie and I had a lot of fun writing the script together. And, you know, like sometimes he'd throw out some crazy lines that what I don't think would have aired well. But it was fun to, like, kind of joke about that and be like, really, that's what you thought? And it was a fun process and all in all.
Yeah, I had a blast. It was great work from everybody. And seeing this thing come to life was a ton of fun.
Yeah.
You guys are athletes at Stanford, right?
I'm not. Charlie is.
Gotcha. And you wrestle?
Yes.
You played a sport in high school?
Yeah, I played a sport in high school. Yeah, I did cross country and track.
Ah, okay. How did you take the mindset of being an athlete and apply it in this piece?
I would say we grinded out. Rick was really going to work.
Yeah, Rick was also an athlete. Rick's on the swim team. Ty's on the wrestling team. So I guess I was the odd one out. But I guess having the high school mindset helped in a sense. We were all very... One, we were very understanding of each other's schedules, which I think was nice. Like, we're all just busy people. But also, we knew, like, when it came down to it, like, it had to be done. We all put our best foot forward when we were working on the project. And I think we all related in some aspect to it, just imagining ourselves in that position, even though it was only Charlie who was, like, directly affected. I mean, Ty was coming into the program, so it affected him in some way. And then Rick and I kind of just imagined what it would have been like to best help write the script and make the piece overall.
And did this experience change the way you thought about those events your freshman year?
It shined some more light on them. As we started to uncover the story and go a little bit deeper into it, we kind of realized, like, yo, there's more here than we had originally anticipated going into it. And we kind of addressed that towards the end. As far as the motives at the higher level to do that, I had considered that freshman year and, like, I'd been angered about that more emotionally freshman year. But this kind of gave me the opportunity to look at it a little bit from an outside point of view, which was interesting.
Yeah, thank you. So, last question, answer however seems most appropriate. What's next for you and your storytelling? And where can people find you and your work if they want to hear more?
Instagram, at CDCot. So, I've actually talked with a gentleman who was the person that proposed this court case against Stanford, and he's wanting me to do a piece for him to kind of uncover this whole, like, Varsity Blues scandal and his theories behind that. So I've kind of postponed that to, like, spring quarter summer thing, but potentially keep your eyes and ears out for that.
I don't have any future plans for storytelling at the moment. That, I mean, it could SoundCloud. Change. It could change, SoundCloud. But I don't. Yeah. But yeah, I don't have any big plans for the future.
Thanks so much for speaking with me, Caitlin and Charlie. I can't wait to hear more of your stories. That was Charlie Derricott and Caitlin Auth, who created and produced Keep Stanford Wrestling. You can find their story and other stories from this Stanford Storytelling Project at storytelling.stanford.edu. For the Stanford Storytelling Project, I'm Alina Wilson. Thanks for listening.